Big Daddy was great, though. All right, so we're moving on to the next decade.
The 2000s.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you motherfucker.
This is going to be a difficult... It's even your poster. You're very right. It is my poster. So, American Psycho versus Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko.
I mean, American Psycho.
Donnie Darko.
I know. Well, then let's just go straight to the fucking Rotten Tomatoes.
Wait,
it could still go either
way.
No,
you tell me why American Psycho's better.
Because I've only watched Donnie Darko once, maybe twice, and I've seen American Psycho I don't know how many times. So I just enjoy American Psycho a lot more. Where Donnie Darko, like, there's a lot of dense movies that I enjoy. Donnie Darko, fucking Primer. Fucking, there's movies where it's like you have to sit and watch and pay attention.
See,
and then even
like
by the end, I don't...
50 times.
See, that was the thing. It caught a lot of people. Like, a lot of people are, like, getting tattoos of it, and they love it, and they do the thing. It never caught me. I don't know why. It just, like, when it came... I don't know if it took a while before me to watch it. Or I don't know. Just, I never... Donnie Darko never caught me. I enjoy it, appreciate it.
To be clear,
but it's not, like, one of my favorite movies.
I have a Donnie Darko tattoo on my chest.
They've seen it. If they've seen the hospital episode, they'll see your tattoos.
Yeah.
So yeah, American Psycho all day. I mean, come on,
American Psycho is so good.
It's so great.
But it's going up against.
I know. I understand. It's
I
not
can't.
Easy for you. Okay.
Like,
so then
we have
that's
to.
Why I was just going to go to.
And
this.
I don't think it's going to be good for me.
I had no idea
because I don't think the critics
well
liked that.
I don't think people liked. It was a cult classic. American Psycho. It didn't do well in theaters.
But Donnie Darko
it was in
didn't,
and out.
I wasn't barely in theaters.
That's true. All right, so let's see. How do you spell I-E? Donnie?
There, first there one.
I should like switch the
numbers. Oh,
it's certified fresh.
85.
Okay.
I can live with that.
Okay.
Oof. But still, I see American Psycho coming at like 89 or something.
Oh, come on. Too many American movies. Oh, my God. S?
There
okay,
we go.
Cool. Like, this is really
85
challenging.
85 versus 67.
Oh, see? I wasn't very happy with the fucking... I wasn't confident going into this.
I love that movie, too.
It's a great movie.
God,
Donnie Darko.
I just wish it... Oh, it should have went up against something else. Seth Greenwood or Seth Rogen was in Donnie Darko.
I need to rewatch it again. It's been a while since I've watched it. I could be in a different headspace.
Is Date Movie one of those spoof movies?
Yeah,
so I don't think I saw
it. So Super Size Me, the documentary
by my uncle,
by Keith's uncle Morgan Spurlock, versus
he's not really my uncle.
Well, you don't know that. I mean, it might not be that versus Crank.
Ooh. Crank.
This is
all
unfair
day.
That it's a documentary,
yeah.
First off.
I mean, it's
going
a good doc.
Although it's a really fun documentary.
But here's the flip side of that is, like, I ate fast food for, like, fucking couple years, not just a month.
It's for every single meal?
Yeah, pretty
three
much.
Times a day? No. I don't think you were...
Like, twice a
nobody
day.
Nobody eats at... Nobody goes to McDonald's for
not
breakfast,
just McDonald's,
lunch, and dinners.
But, again, it was fast
That's
food.
That's fine.
But...
Okay. You're magical, Keith. You didn't die from it. For sure,
it's
many
not
people
good for you. I'm
look
not
at, look at every
that.
Single obese person that it's addicted to the shit. That's
he also
you're
went
the,
from
you're
being
fucking,
almost mostly vegan
there's
before
people
he
that,
started
like,
it and
do shoot up heroin all the time and then just leave it and never get addicted. There's some people that do that. Not a very good thing for most of society.
I haven't had McDonald's since I've been here.
God, I have no desire to ever. I had a, Costco had a McDonald's, Chipotle. And a pickup sticks. Pickup sticks, overpriced, dog shit, whatever. Chipotle fucking ripped me off too many times. And then McDonald's is just dog shit food. So I was like, please put in just a fucking taco shop. Crank?
I like
one
Crank.
Of the
it was
first,
fun.
What was the Shyamalan movie that was like comic book? Unbreakable. Mm-hmm. Like that was just an original movie, comic book movie. Crank is almost like a video game movie based on no video game.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's, like, he's got a power up. He's got, like, crazy powers. It's so much fun. Crank, for sure. Crank 2 was great, too. Ugh, such good movies. Yeah, sorry. Tell your uncle I'm sorry. I love his documentaries. U-571 versus the Italian Job.
Is the U-571 the
Matthew
submarine
McConaughey
one?
Submarine versus the Italian Job is Mark Wahlberg and...
I don't like either
Minis.
One of these movies.
Yeah. I mean, U-571 was a good movie, but I haven't...
The Italian Job
no
was fun, but it was dumb.
Yeah.
Like, just the, I guess
it was
the,
a mini commercial.
The Mini Cooper.
Yeah, it was just a mini
chase
commercial.
Was fun.
The whole movie was minis. Well, at least the main part of it. Yeah, it was new.
It's a new remake of a fucking
I remember
60s
the sound,
movie.
The sound being amazing on U-571 because there's like scenes where they're dropping these depth charges, and when they go off in the water, like it was awesome.
I've only seen U-571 once.
I could go with either one. Probably
only saw The Italian Job once.
I've probably seen Italian Job a couple times. Well, I saw U-571
a bunch
of times.
Parts of Italian Job a couple times.
Yeah. So where are we going with here?
I don't
know. Like, I don't even really give a shit.
Oh, it's rock, paper, scissors?
No, let's just go to the fucking...
Ugh, why even waste time
because
on that?
I don't know.
Terrible.
Well, here, let's just go with... What would you rather watch right now? If we had to, if one was on TV...
Submarine movie.
All right, so we'll go with U-571. All right, so Sky High versus A Knight's Tale. I've never seen Sky High.
Have
you?
What's A Knight's Tale about?
You've never seen it? It's him, and it's like a jousting movie, but they use modern day music.
Yeah, haven't
it's
seen
one
it.
Of those first kind of people. It was like it was. I didn't mind it, but I've never seen Sky High.
I think I've seen Sky High.
All right. So, Leatherheads versus About a Boy.
I don't think I've seen either one.
Oh, About a Boy is good. Leatherheads is pretty dog shit. Leatherheads is about football, like early day football where they wear the leather helmets. It's like a fucking...
I figured.
It wasn't a very good movie. About a Boy is good, though. About a Boy is a solid movie. They ended up turning it into a TV show.
He's about to...
Oh, he fucks that boy.
Yeah.
Hard. All right, so Collateral versus Finding Nemo. Just kind of a weird one.
Yeah, it's,
that's the only way it's difficult is because it's weird.
Super weird.
Comparing
a Pixar action kids movie. Versus
it's
a cerebral.
There's moments
he
when people die.
A lot of people,
but it's not. It's like driving around L.A.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
It's like a suspense.
Yeah, yeah. He's got him
a dark
hostage.
Suspense.
Yeah.
I don't.
But it's Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo's
it's
real
a great
fun, yeah.
Pixar movie.
But is a great Pixar movie better than Collateral?
Maybe. I don't know if Nemo is the one. This is a tough one. I don't know.
Cause I mean
if
Tom Cruise is really good in that, so is Jamie Foxx.
But it's like it's not the best
but it's not
of either of their
no.
like so it's but Finding Nemo, as far as on the Pixar scale of movies, it's one of the best Pixar movies. I mean, there's the Toy Stories, and then they've done some really good ones.
I'd watch Finding Nemo right now before I'd watch Collateral.
For sure, yeah, yeah. Is that what we're going on?
Finding Nemo, yeah.
All right.
I'd rather get high and watch Finding Nemo
for
than
sure.
Get high and watch Collateral.
Yeah, because I'll just fall asleep. Unless it gets me, I've been watching a lot of fucking Breaking Bad, and that's just... Which I think Breaking Bad's better than Collateral. Almost Famous versus Frequency.
I don't know that I've seen Frequency.
Frequency is,
Dennis Quaid
contacts his dad.
Jim Caviezel.
One of the last Jim Caviezel. I think he did that right before Passion of the Christ. He has this radio that's able to contact his dad back when his dad was younger, and he's trying to, like, help him not, because he's like a fireman and he dies in a, it's not a very good movie. Have you seen it, though?
No.
No, okay. Yes,
I feel like they made like three of those movies, though.
Yeah, there's a bunch similar to that. I mean, it's just
Guy with the Radio.
It's like
White Noise is probably kind of like that.
White Noise is more of a ghost thing.
Still,
but it's similar.
Radio.
It's like
sitting around a goddamn radio.
It's like Deja Vu, where they have like a VR set that takes you back or something like that. I forget the Deja Vu, but so Almost Famous versus Daddy Daycare. I don't think I've ever seen Daddy Daycare.
I have not seen Daddy Daycare.
Almost Famous versus 28 weeks later.
The sequel.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Well, then that makes it easier for me.
Yeah, Almost Famous. It was a great movie.
Fuck yeah, it was. I was nervous.
28 days later, I would have said Almost Famous.
It was good, though, as far as horror movies go. So the first Hangover, which is the only Hangover, all the others were just Xerox copies with different coloring.
I can enjoy the second one. The second one's
bullshit. I have no desire. I would rather watch. I would rather watch a Twilight movie than Hangover 3, because I already saw the first two and I know the beats. I get it. I don't want to see that shit again.
I don't think anyone gets lost or kidnapped in the third one, but
I'm sure somebody wakes up with some kind of thing. Yeah, it's. The Hangover versus The Devil Wears Prada. I've never seen that.
I've seen The Devil Wears Prada.
I'd rather see that movie than Hangover 3, and I have no desire to see
that. Oh, yes, I have.
Scene with, what's his face? But the Hangovers. Hangover, for sure.
Along Came Polly.
Hangover's a really good fucking comedy.
Yeah, it's really
good. The sequels are worse than the prequels to the Star Wars, because they were basically reboots.
Yeah.
Reboot sequels. Michael Clayton, super slow movie versus Emperor's New Groove, animated, David Spade, Disney classic. Ooh, dun 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 dun. Spaghetti, mom's puke on my sweater already. I love 8 Mile. I fucking watched both of these movies a shitload of times.
I've seen both.
Emperor's New Groove, probably put it on. Like, it was a movie I'd go drink at my buddy's house, and then that would be... There's a rotation of movies that would get thrown in, and they'd pass out, and you wake up at, like, 6 in the morning, and there's fucking menu screen going.
The menu screen for
Emperor's New Groove, I've woke up to many, many times. There's 8 Mile. I really enjoy 8 Mile.
Yeah, I'd have to go 8 Mile.
I don't know. Yeah. Kronk.
Patrick Warburton.
It's great, man.
Yeah, I still got to go 8 Mile.
All right.
And I'm glad that Eminem just kind of quit acting, too. Sure.
Yeah, that was the perfect role. He just played himself. Yeah. Zoolander, the first one, versus Die Hard. Oh, Live Free or Die Hard?
Which is Die Hard 4, which I think is the one with...
It's the one where the computers blow up. Justin Long,
yeah.
It's basically all the new Die Hards are bullshit.
Oh, terrible.
They're horrible movies. Zoolander, funny.
Yeah. Original. I heard the sequel sucks big sack of dicks.
I haven't watched it yet, but I got it because it was like a 2-pack thing. I was like, fuck it, I'll watch it.
Big sack of dicks.
Avatar versus... I can't believe Avatar came out in 2009. Versus The Dark Knight came out in 2008. I mean, The Dark Knight. 1,000 times.
Yeah.
1,000 times. That's an awesome poster.
And it's a really awesome poster.
I've probably seen a tattoo of that poster somewhere. Seems like it. Napoleon Dynamite versus Constantine. I saw Napoleon Dynamite not only a lot of times, but I saw it multiple times in the theater. Just because I liked it.
I saw it multiple times.
People wanted to go see it.
I like Constantine, but here's the thing with Napoleon Dynamite. For me, after I watched it a shitload of times, I can't watch it anymore.
I'm good on it, but I've watched Constantine once, maybe twice.
And you're probably good on it.
I probably shouldn't have done those 2 times.
Yeah, I'll go Napoleon Dynamite, but...
Vote for Pedro, bro. I mean, there's just... It's like for an independent, just fucking dry ass comedy.
I loved it and nailed was it. Quoting it, and
I don't know any dry. Like they tried to do it,
and then
so
after
many times.
A while, there was a number, and it was like, probably I watched it 10 times, and then by the 10th one, I was like, oh,
I'm good.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And everyone was quoting it, which
it got really big. I used to have a Vote for Pedro on my punk rock jacket. Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist versus Casino Royale.
I haven't seen either.
Really? Casino Royale is probably one of the best. Well, I haven't seen all the early ones, but one of the best.
I've
Bond
never
movies.
Been a Bond fan, so I just don't watch them.
I'm not a big Bond fan either, but I enjoy a good action movie, and it's a good action movie. Nick and Nora's, I've seen it also. I've seen both of these. It's
Let me guess. It's Michael Cera playing Michael Cera. And Michael Cera.
Yeah, it's a little love story with him. I was, you know, I was in a relationship at the time.
See, slightly and like, awkward and Michael Cera-ish the entire time.
Yeah. Which, you know.
I like Michael
Cera,
too.
He's been in
too,
some shit. There was a short film that came out, I think, just on Vimeo. I want to say he was in a wheelchair. Somebody was in a wheelchair. It was really dark. Super. It was really good. That's different than what he does normally.
That's like why. That's why I like him. And This Is the End.
Oh, I hated that movie.
I love that movie.
Was so horrible. The end of This Is the End was the worst part of the fucking movie. It's like I don't fucking give a shit. Like the end dance scene in Ghostbusters. Is like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? So you haven't seen either of those. Casino Royale is not bad. It's a good action movie. Fun action movie. Oh my god! Who gives a shit about Tammy Faye? So V versus Vendetta,
V for Vendetta,
sure.
Not V versus Vendetta.
Yeah,
fuck it. V better. And Vendetta are fighting now.
Versus Ghost versus Rider. Ghost Rider.
Cage.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage. I have seen this.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's
fucking terrible.
It's V for Vendetta. Not a great.
I don't mind
it,
but
I liked
it
when
I
watched
it again. Yeah, it's one and done for me, but I liked it when I watched it. But it's like, okay, I get it.
It started off the whole Guy Fawkes mask that turned out to be or ended up being the anonymous kind of mask. V for Vendetta. Way better than Ghost Rider. All right. Shallow Hal versus Equilibrium.
Equilibrium, 100%.
Yeah,
it's a Shallow super Hal. Underrated movie. Not a lot of people have seen it.
No, independent, kind of Matrixy, but post-apocalyptic, kind of government control.
It's like a gunfighter,
and
but
he's like
he fights
technique.
With guns.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
So it's I like the concept. Christian Bale's good in it.
Yeah, it was great. Versus the worst movie. This duo had done to the point, the directors, the Farrelly brothers. This is like what, like the stuck together was meh, whatever, with Matt Damon and whatever his face is. And then this came out. It's like, this is horrible, horrible. And I think Jack Black, it's just not a very good, just so much of it's not good.
It's
I would actively close my eyes and not watch if this was
I think
was
the
on.
Only time I laughed was when the George from Seinfeld had a tail. I was like, that's
right.
Funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's Equilibrium all day. Haven't seen Enchanted.
Nope.
I have seen Bedazzled. That's the fucking Brendan Fraser classic. Elizabeth Hurley. Where she's the devil and Grantson.
I haven't seen either.
Oh, had you seen?
I've seen Bedazzled.
Oh.
Whatever, I don't care.
Yes,
both
it's a dog shit movie. Evolution versus Jarhead.
Evolution.
Jarhead, I have no idea why anybody likes that movie.
It's not good.
It's slow. Nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
People, it's just like, oh, this is like...
They play football in the desert.
People, yeah, and they get drunk and like, oh, he gets punished and has to drink a bunch of water and like... They're on a thing, and he has to do a mission, but nothing happens ever. It's like if you want to watch something happen, watch Paint Dry, because at the end of it, you'll have dry paint.
Yeah, something happens.
Yeah, Jarhead was so good, people love it. First off, which I don't get, and they made sequels, which are the dog shit kind of sequels.
And I like Jake Gyllenhaal and
amazing actor
Jamie Foxx is in that too.
Yeah. I mean, I was looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I mean, mildly looking. I was
I'm not really.
I'm not a big war. Yeah. I mean, I like a few. There's a few that work.
Yeah.
But Evolution, I mean, that's a fun B movie.
Again, fucking a movie aliens. I feel like not a lot of people have seen or talk about.
Yeah,
or
that
care
one
about.
I watched a lot. I remember
I just
downloading
watched
it.
Like,
I think
about
we
a
just
month
watched
ago.
It not that long
yeah.
ago. Yeah. All right. Evolution all day. Jarhead, go suck it. Peace. No Jarheads. We need peace, not Jarheads. Rush Hour 3 versus The Girl Next Door. And I've seen both of them.
Yes, I would rather watch The Girl Next Door and their book.
Probably, yeah, yeah. It's sad.
It's
That's
funny.
Like probably like the last Jackie Chan movie that I was like, I think I'm done.
It's
I
not.
I think he's done. Because he did the
yeah,
he
that
already
was the
done
last
the
one, I think.
Yeah, he did the ones with fuck, what's his name?
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
the Shanghai Nights,
Shanghai Noon. Shanghai Noon is fucking amazing. I love that movie so much. Fucking fighting Indians and shit.
I've never seen it.
Really? So fucking good. Fucking Jackie Chan. It's like one of the last
great... You're a Jackie Chan fan, though.
This is dog shit. It was one of the last great Jackie Chan movies. I understand when things fall off. It was still great then. Shanghai Nights was meh, but it was more of his Buster... He got to do his Buster Keaton shit that he loves. But yeah, Girl Next Door, not a fairy. It's a whatever movie. Okay, we'll do a couple more. Do three more. Shaun of the Dead, which is one of our... No, that was Hot Fuzz. Which could be one of our potential album artworks at some point. Versus The Wrestler.
The Mickey Rourke or...
Yeah, independent. He's a fucking... Like an independent wrestler, kind of working the local.
It's a really good movie.
Great, dramatic. It's one of his best performances of recent, anyway. I'm sure he's had old movies.
And all that said, Shaun of the Dead.
I mean, come on. It's a fucking.
It's my favorite of all the Simon Pegg
probably.
Movies.
Like that and Hot Fuzz could be interchangeable for me.
It's like a trilogy for them. Like they, yeah. Even though they're not really the same people, but.
Yeah. Was the bar one of that trilogy?
I forget which the third one
was. It wasn't bad, but... All right, so we went to Shaun of the Dead. Wanted, a movie where you can twist your hand while shooting a gun.
And curves bullets!
Yeah.
And Angelina Jolie
wouldn't be surprised if a bunch of people who own guns tried to do that when they fucking... And probably shot their barns up and killed a cow or something. I don't know. Versus Elf, which is... I love Elf.
I'm not even a big fan of Elf.
Wanted is not.
I don't want it.
No, it is unwanted.
Unwanted.
All right, last one. Castaway. I never saw The Day the Earth Stood Still.
I've seen it. It's not that great.
Yeah, that's why I never saw it. Castaway.
It's also a remake.
Yeah. Versus Smokin' Aces. Ooh.
We just watched Smokin' Aces not that long ago.
I know.
And it's fun.
I gotta go Castaway doesn't have Ben Affleck in it.
And I'm tired of your Affleck hate.
Smokin' Aces is when he does good work, then like the girl, the disappearing girl. What the fuck was that movie called that he came out with recently? He wasn't too bad in that. But that's it. Castaway.
I love Smokin' Affleck.
I can't wait for his dog shit Batman movie to come out. Just all CrossFit and killing people. So we're going Castaway on this?
Yeah.
All right.
Wilson!
All right, so we're going to...
Going to the 2010s?
Going to our last decade.